You are going to be a very unusual person if you don't know about Coppell-based Veridesk. It's an office furniture company. They've got, you know, the desks that elevate. You've seen the ads. The man doing the ads actually is Jason McKay, the co-founder, the CEO of Veridesk. But they do a lot more than just elevated desks, and we want to talk about it today. Jason McKay joins us again. It's good to have you with us.
Oh, thank you for having me back. Look,
it was an eye-opener here a few months ago. I went out to your Coppell headquarters expecting to see, you know, a bunch of levitating desks. But you guys have a lot of, so you have 60 different products now?
Yeah, we have actually over 100 products in the marketplace today. So we had 60 and we keep launching more and more products that are out there. But it all started with what everybody knows is for that one desk on top of a desk. Today, over 3 million people across 130 different countries use that initial product. But now we have over 100 different products. Because what we realize is our mission has been to create workspaces that elevate people. So we alleviated one person's back pain, but now we're helping cultures and businesses transform and retain and recruit employees, all through thinking about different products in the workspace.
And you know, your timing's incredible because it's just at this time, right now, that the nature of an office is changing. You know, nobody ever conceived of open workspaces and common tables and that sort of thing. But now the whole concept of an office has changed.
As people think about the workspace of the future and the workforce of the future, it's constantly evolving and changes. Businesses that don't ebb and flow and allow their business strategies to evolve and allow their workspaces to work for their people really are hindered out there. But you're watching these very forward-thinking companies, and a lot of them, you know, you see them out there at Google that may be growing dynamically all over the world, but they've got workspaces that ebb and flow and move and change and dynamic just like their organizations. And so we're working on products that are like that.
You know, the thing that I like too is I saw, and I don't know if these were prototypes or final products, but things that go into the classroom so that kids, 10, 15, 12 year old kids, can stand at a desk. It's a different kind of a desk, but yeah, you can use it as a magic marker and erase and a drywall, I guess. And this is a concept that you originally bought, right?
We bought StandAlearn from Dr. Ben at Texas A&M University, who was a full-time professor and a part-time entrepreneur, and so it's been an amazing partnership with him. But as we were talking to school districts, because I've got teenagers that are out there, what they realize is they're in the same desks that we sat in, as you and I sat in as kids 50 years ago, 30 years ago, 20 years ago. They haven't transformed it, but they're trying to create the next generation of workers and learners. And so the idea of taking what's working in the workspace and now transforming it into the school space is just a natural evolution of the Veridesk brand.
You know, and one of the things that I learned from one of the workers who was showing me, he said they've proved that this is actually helpful to kids who have, say, ADD.
Yeah, you think about all the times that you've been standing there and sat in your school desk all afternoon and just all you get is that little 5-minute break to run to your next class. Same thing happens in the workspace. So the idea that you can have dynamic, moving classrooms that feel like you're working at a Google headquarters or just like when you go off to college, to create those along with the future of workspace is a win-win for us.
Yeah, and you have these movable walls which are, you know, well beyond the kind of thing I used to see in Office Depot. There's some, you know, fairly substantial walls. And I know that's a big market for you. What else have you got? What else are you working on?
Well, you think about it, over 13 million tons of sheetrock are thrown in landfills every year. Every 5 years, you've got out there all these buildings that are ripping down all the sheetrock and throwing them out. So the idea that we could take an eco-friendly, cool design that took walls and made them transformable and movable, and now marker boards that are on wheels that you can just push around because everybody wants to communicate and collaborate. So how do you create these spaces and desks that move and furniture that moves, standing conference rooms, all these things around the workspace of the future?
You know, my sense is, and I know you can't talk exactly about what you're working on, but you're going to find your way into the home pretty soon, aren't you?
Well, you think about it, so many people are working wherever they need to work. So we've got products that are now in coffee bars, at home, in workspaces, because people are thinking about where they're going to be the most productive. And so we're taking that whole, they call it the resimercial trend, which is taking the feel of residential into the workspace as well as products that are used at your home. So we do have clients that we ship products direct to their home offices. So they have workers that are working remote, and we absolutely have a huge footprint of product in
that
space.
When I first saw the product, I was impressed by the product and the concept. And I said, well, you know, it's a one-trick pony. and somebody, Shaw Walker, or somebody's going to come along and knock that off. And maybe you'll get absorbed into somebody else. Have you done more in the last 6 years than you thought?
Oh yeah, we've driven well over $1 billion in sales since we started this thing, and I had no idea it would be as big. But we treat it like one order at a time, one fan at a time. We learn by every single transaction that's happened out there, and by listening to the customer and us having a direct relationship with them and disrupting an entire industry that's built kind of like the way it was 50 years ago, we think there's a huge runway for us to work with a lot of great companies to transform their workspace and their culture.
You know, and the portability of this, I mean, to me, the relative ease with which you've gone into other countries, they accept the concept too.
Yeah, you think about being happier, healthier, more productive, elevating your culture and recruiting and retaining employees is a global thing, and it resonates all over the world. So we're already doing business now in 35 different countries on a daily basis. We're now entering into Asia, so we've got a global footprint for our product.
You find yourself keeping up more with tariff and trade battles, too?
There are some tariff issues out there, so we have had to hedge and do some different production things. But it's just part of the way that we recognize that that's how business goes. But by having this direct relationship with the customer, keeping our costs low, I love great companies out there like Southwest Airlines that have really focused on the end customer and keeping value and cost in line. And we've been able to operate and learn from those great organizations and do those same things for us.
But if memory serves, you've put in distribution points at least in a lot of the countries in which you sell. And so you can go, I would guess, go directly from the manufacturing, which is offshore, over to those countries and it shouldn't be as big of a challenge for you.
Yes, we have now 9 distribution centers globally, so we're able to ship all 48 states and have product out there in 2 to 5 days. All will ship 35 different countries on a daily basis, so we're able to have a fast global footprint for our product. But the product's designed here, and it's made today in Asia. We'll start making some product here in the U.S. here by the fourth quarter. So again, for us, we think of it as a global supply chain, a global customer base that we're growing and learning from, but all right here in the heart of Dallas-Fort Worth in Coppell, which has been an amazing spot for us to incubate and grow this business globally.
All right. You got another big one you're going to roll out in the next couple of months. Can you tease me?
I can't tease you, but, you know, unfortunately, but we are entering into LED lighting, which is a huge category we recognize as a great industry for us to go out and learn from, because we can help companies and as they think about right. The future of space. And so walls, standing conference tables, all those areas.
Jason McKenzie, CEO and the co-founder of Varidesk. And we always learn something talking to you. It's always fun. Thanks for the time.
Awesome. Thank you so much for spending some time with us today.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.